Got your Bibles, turn me to Romans chapter number 4. Romans chapter number 4. Romans chapter number 4. Romans chapter number 4. You know what? It's a blessing. If you read this verse and say, oh, glory to God, what a blessing. I'm not going to read this whole chapter. I could, but I'd read part of it anyhow. Romans 4:7 saying, blessed are they. Well, back up to verse number 6. I better back up one more verse. Every time I look at one, it looks better. Verse number 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. It is something God justifies the ungodly. And we wouldn't have got in, would we? His faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man whom God imputeth. It said, whom God imputeth righteousness without works. What about that? Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. God put it on his son's account instead of ours. Cometh this blessing then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. You know, some people think that Abraham was righteous and was saved because of the law or works. But no, it wasn't even no law then. But he wasn't saved by his works, but it was faith. Because the Bible said he believed. How was it then reckoned, verse 10, when he was in circumcision or uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Now he said in verse 11, now he receiveth the sign of circumcision, the seal for the righteousness of faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, but righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also rule in the steps of that faith of their father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world, it said this not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of them none effect. Because the law worketh wrath. For there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore it's not of faith that it might be of grace. To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to only which is of the law, but to them also which is the faith of Abraham. Who is the father of us all. He's the father of faith of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. For him whom believeth even God, who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope. You ever been there where it didn't look like there's no hope? But he said against hope he believed in hope. That he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that which he had promised he might be able to perform. Therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Nay, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our defenses and was raised again for our justification. But notice what he said in verse number 19. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Hey, he wasn't weak in faith, was he? He didn't consider. You know what? That's the way we are a lot of times, opposite from that. We'll consider circumstances, situations. We'll consider this or consider that. Consider what normally might be. But thank God, he didn't consider that. Because why? He wasn't weak in faith. You know what he believed? If God promised it, it's surely coming to pass. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're grateful for the opportunity just to read your precious word. You've been so good to us. As our Lord, we thank God for your testimonies and for these each one that's here this morning. It's taken the time out of this busy world to come to your house to worship you and give you glory and honor and praise above everything else in this world. And God, we know, help us not to stagger at your promises. Help us not, Father, to consider the circumstances and situations. But God, help us to walk by faith in this hour. And God, we'll thank you and praise you for it now. In Jesus' sweet name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. But you know, he believed when it didn't look like there was no hope. He still believed in hope. He still had hope. When it didn't look like there was no hope. He didn't consider the deadness. Listen, he didn't consider the fact that he was 100 years old. Right at it. He didn't consider the fact that his wife was 90 years old. He considered one thing. That was that God promised him something. And it didn't matter what the circumstances was. That God, because he said it, it would come to pass. And that's what you and I need to get a hold of this morning. It's not what it looks like. It's not what somebody else has said it might be. It's not even what the doctors say sometime. It's what God says that really matters. Amen. It's what God says. Listen, I remember reading a testimony at a preacher one time. Listen, he went to a motel. Listen, to get along with God and pray. They told him he wasn't going to live long. They gave him a sentence of death. The doctors told him. He said it didn't matter. Listen, whatever they did, they couldn't do nothing. He was fixing to die soon. But you know what? He got before God, and God told him. He told him he could live. It's like he told Ezekiel, I believe it was. He said, live. And if God says you're going to live, and if God promises you something, if God gives you, a word, it's real. It'll stand the test. It's absolutely sure, thank God. He said, listen. He said, I believe God more than I believe anything else. He said, why stagger? He said, you don't need to wobble around and stagger around. Listen, on the promises of God, listen, it may look impossible. It may look like it can't never happen. But I want to tell you something. When God gets in the figure, in God, somebody said, listen, what about all these odds against you? Listen, if God be for you, who can be against you? Thank God for the word of God. What we need is to listen, be strong in the faith. Believe in God. Accept in what God said instead of what somebody else might say. I'm telling you, you can live for God. You know how you're saved. The Bible said we're saved by grace. Through faith. That's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. If you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Listen, the devil may say to you, you can't. You can't. But God's saying you can. By the grace of God. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, God's grace is sufficient.
You know why God saves us? By grace, that he might be glorified. Yes, he is. And he is glorified. Amen. I'm glad that he is. You look at these scriptures now. He said something. He said, not being weak in faith. He was strong in faith. He believed in the impossibilities. Did you know God specializes in impossibilities? He specializes in that that's impossible because he's God. Listen, Bible said, with all things are possible by the Lord, with the Lord. There's nothing too hard for him. Listen, quit getting, bogged down with our circumstances and let God take over. He's there to help us. I'm telling you, he said, what I'm going to do? Don't have no hope. Yeah, you do. We do. Hope. He said, Abraham had hope against hope. You know, it didn't happen all of a sudden either. In fact, he got in a little bit of hurry while he was waiting on it. And it's caused problems yet to the day. But you know what? He said, I reckon better help God out. Well, you know what? He was a father of faith now. He believed God. He stood on the promises of God. He did. But just looked like it wasn't ever going to happen. I want to tell you something. Son, Abraham's faith. Sure as you got faith and God's granted you faith, it's a gift from God. We're saved by grace through faith. It's a gift from God. But if you got faith, that faith's going to be tested. As sure as I'm standing here this morning, your faith and my faith that God's given is going to be tested. Did you know Abraham's faith was tested? Even after he had it, after Isaac was born. Did you know what, you're familiar with, you know what God said to him? He said, take your son, your only son. I want you to go over yonder. Listen to that mount. And I want you to offer him up a sacrifice for me. After waiting all this time for him to be born. You think about that. Waiting all this time for him to be born. God said to Abraham, I want you to take him off over there. And I want you to offer him a sacrifice to me. And you know why Abraham did it? He believed God. He still had that strong in faith. He still wasn't staggering at the faith of God. He still wasn't wavering. He wasn't considering this or that or another. You know what he believed? He believed this. If it come for him, offering him up to God, that God would raise him from the dead. Because God had already promised him a seed through the flesh. And God had promised him. And there he was. He'd give him to him. And then he wanted to put him on the altar. Abraham did. What a test. Folks, that's a test, isn't it? He was strong in faith. And you know what he said? He took him on out there. He took him out there. Drew back the knife. Bound him up and put him on that altar. And was fixing to slay him. Bound him up. And God spoke to him and said, He said, look over in the thicket. And God had a ram over in the thicket. And you know what? He took that one. And he slew the ram. And offered him a sacrifice. Before he was going up there. This is what touches my heart about it. Abraham was strong in the faith. His son said to him, Dad, said, we got the fire. He got on time and said, we got everything we need, but where's the sacrifice? Had the wood, didn't it? Had everything. He says, where's the sacrifice? And you know what Abraham said? God will provide himself a sacrifice. Hallelujah. And you know what? God did provide himself a sacrifice. He provided him one that day.
Yes, he did. But that's not all. Isaac, in a sense, was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham was looking far beyond that day when he said, God will provide himself. You know, that's exactly what God did on the cross of Calvary when he offered up his only begotten son. Because he was God manifested in the flesh. And God offered up his only begotten. And God offered himself. He furnished himself for a sacrifice. Jesus Christ was your sacrifice for your sins and for my sins and the sins of the whole world. That's why, listen, that's why sin not imputed to us. That's why, listen, it God give us the righteousness of Christ and took them old filthy, rotten sins away. Thank God he did. You can't get into heaven loaded down with him. You got to have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Be cleansed with the word of God. Sanctified by him. What a day. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. He took my place on Calvary. God took his wrath in judgment on sin and put it on him. He sure did. That's what Abraham, well, you know what Jesus said? He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day and said he saw it. Isn't that what he said? That's what he said. Abraham rejoiced to see it and said he saw it. I'm going to tell you something. Abraham, the father of faith. You know, somebody said, Abraham was saved by faith. He was. Amen. He believed God. He believed him. You say, well, how was that? Jesus hadn't come. Folks, they were looking forward to his coming just like we look back to the cross. They were looking forward to the cross. They believed. Believed. I'm going to tell you something. If God gives you his righteousness and takes your sin away, you got a new life. You've been born again. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But if you hadn't, I heard a preacher say on this television this morning, I was getting ready, I turned it on, listen, many, I love to hear a preacher. And one of them said, you know what he said? You're not going to heaven just because you go to church. You got to be born again. You got to have a new birth. You got to be washed in the blood. You got to have a new life imparted into you. Through Jesus Christ. I know. I was on that wrong road. When God turned me around. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing like it. It's a new life. It's a best life. Glory to God. He said, I said, Abraham, they rejoiced to see his day. And he saw it. Isn't that something? Way back there, he could see the day of the Lord coming. You know what? Don't you know a lot of people knew he was coming? When? That's like it is now. He's coming back. I don't know when. Could be any time. He's coming. Yes, as sure as I'm standing here this morning, he's coming. Amen. He's coming. But you know what he said? Oh, man, he rejoiced. And he said, I saw it. Jesus said he saw it. You can mark her down. He saw it. Do you see it? Have we seen it? He's coming. Hey, don't stagger the promises of God. Let's be strong in the faith. Abraham believed God. Against all the things that were facing him. Didn't he? Hey, are we believing in him? Faith. Faith. Glory to God. What a wonderful faith that we have in our wonderful Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So therefore it hath that it might be by grace at the end the promise might be sure to all. You see, reason Abraham was saved in the Old Testament, either while and after him while the law was there, it's because there's only one way, see. He said, same to all. They believed God. They believed in him. They trusted him. And they obeyed him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's much in this chapter. But he says, there's even more things I want to look at. And I'm going to look at this one more time, 18, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body. You know what? As we get older, these bodies get weaker. We know that physically. They get going to wear out, and they're going back to the dust of the earth. But still, while we're walking with God, if God gives us a promise, listen, you may say, well, I can't do that no more. Try it. Try it. I know what it is not be able to walk for a while. I know I've been through a lot of things. Thank God. I got a lot of people said, you better slow down. I told them if you'd get me back up, I'd be going. I'm headed and I'm still on it. By the grace of God. God, marvelous grace. What a wonderful Savior my Lord is. So I ask you a question this morning. Are you considering? Are you staggering? Or are you believing? God. Strong faith. Hallelujah. One of them said, I believe God, it shall be as he told me. You know, aren't you glad Noah believed God? He did. You see, somebody said, well, people can't. Here's the thing. James tells us in the book of James, he talks about works a lot. If you put both of them together, all through the scripture, that's where you got to rightly divide it. Here's what it is. Faith is how we're justified. By faith, we're justified before God. But by those works, people sometimes can see our faith. But they see the works. But God accepts. God sees the works too. Don't get me wrong. But God justifies us by faith. But he's ordained us unto good works. And when he saves us, it's all by grace and faith. But I'll tell you what. You begin to walk. And good works, deeds, will begin to be worked out. As his life is worked out through us for the glory of God. Amen? And that's true. That's true. That's true. God's grace is sufficient. His mercy, his goodness is sufficient. So in closing, how we to receive? We're saved by grace. Thank God for that. But how do we receive that great salvation? By faith. By faith. Believing what he did for us on the cross of Calvary. He paid that supreme sacrifice. Took your place and my place. God laid our sins on him on the cross. That's how we receive that forgiveness, and that's how we receive that eternal life that he gives us in Christ Jesus. Believing. Give you a few verses. He said, who shall believe in? John 3:16. Everybody knows that verse almost. God so loved the world, He said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever what? Believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son to world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. But this is the condemnation, that light's come into the world and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Neither would they come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. You know why people won't come to Christ? They love darkness. That's why it takes the Holy Ghost power, conviction power, to convict that person and draw them and pull them. If we'd be honest this morning, we're running from God when he got a hold of us, weren't we? He hemmed us up, drew us by his power. Amen. I'm glad he loved me. Yes, he did. You know, the thief on the cross said to him, remember me when thou come to thy kingdom. You know what? You know what Jesus said? Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. He asked him to remember. The old thief couldn't come down, go and do everything he done, could he? Now, it may be time we need to make restitution. If we need to, we need to. But thank God, we, by the grace of God, can have forgiveness, have a new life. If you hadn't, that hadn't happened to you this morning, listen, don't put it off another day. You don't know when God's going to knock on your door or my door. When will he take us home? Hallelujah. Blessed is the man the Lord hadn't imputed nicotine sin. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. What a blessing. Would you stand with me? What a blessing. Hallelujah.